You set yourself up.
Sunday Shots Radio,
baby. Let's get this shit cracking.
Get this shit cracking, like, my nigga.
I think,
y'all. I don't know when it was.
It was 2017, man. 2017, the last of the, you know, the return.
Go ahead and welcome everybody.
Welcome back. We used to be a 100-proof radio, but some crack baby then stole my motherfucking radio station. So we had to turn this shit to 100 shots radio. That mean guns and liquor. That white hand on camera. Put that good white hand on camera for me. I know somebody going to write in the chat that they'll buy from me for $100 and a quarter. I'd have had somebody offer $100 and a quarter. You know, niggas like that shit. I just run back. I ain't even really. Are you a Hennessy drinker?
I drink whatever wet somebody told me.
Oh, shit. So you drink a woman pee and all. I ain't mad at you.
Nah, man. No golden showers. No golden showers at all.
No golden showers. None whatsoever. Hey, I let a bitch pee on me if she fine enough.
Hey, you on your own on that one, bro. You on your own.
Do I get to do anything to her, though? That's the problem. If I can do anything, you can pee on me. That's just, you can call me B. Kelly. Boo Kelly. You know what I'm saying? R. Kelly. You know. I know I'm crazy, but you got to understand me.
Well, this is episode one, the return of 100 Shots Radio. Where you been? Where we been?
First of all, we're going to start it off by saying, we're going to take it to 2021. 2021 was a funny year, Shockey. It was a funny year for us.
We got new listeners. They don't know who we are.
You're right. They don't know who the fuck we is. Well, I'm GL, the comedian.
I'm Shockey. I don't know what you would call me. I do it all. Producer, yeah. Writer.
Yeah.
All this shit.
I'm just here to be ignorant because only the left side of my motherfucking brain works. So, and then, you know, in 2022, I'm supposed to have surgery, you know what I'm saying, to understand what's going on in my brain and shit like that. So, you know. I don't know what's going on up here. I see monkeys and shit flying in my brain all the fucking time. Don't ask me why. I have, you know, wet dreams and all kind of crazy shit. Anyway, I'm all out, sir.
So what are we going to be talking about on this podcast? Because people want to know that, too. What are we going to be talking about?
Well, what we're going to be talking about is every fucking thing. Sex, drugs, alcohol, prostitutes. We're going to talk about sports. It's everything. We talk about any and everything. That what's going on in the world. The whole nine. You're going to get it all.
So basically what you're saying is I'm the only one going to have sense on this side of the table.
Yes, you're the only motherfucker going to have sense on
so
this.
So whenever you talk about prostitutes, I guess I got to clear up why people would take that route to go that way, huh?
You can give them a better understanding. I'm saying what really people thinking in their head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I say the shit that what people are really, really fucking thinking.
So we're going to talk about relationship goals.
Yes.
What makes people tick? A lot from a guy's standpoint. And hopefully we'll have callers that'll give their feedback on, you know, if we ought to step our line or if somebody sees it a different viewpoint than what we are doing or what we say, we welcome that.
Oh, yeah.
We welcome it. Call in. Go and give them the number right off right off rip.
The number, area code, 319-527-6757. I'm going to say it one more time for him because I had a nigga write me a message. I put the time, what time the show starts. A nigga, that's one thing about black folks, and I hate to say this. When you tell a black person, you can say, hey, the party start at 7 o'clock. All my white friends on here wrote me back, Gerald, GL, I will be listening at 7 o'clock. I had 45 Negroes write me back. What time the show again? It's in the description. 7 p.m. That's one thing. Let me tell you something, Chucky. You better get you some good white friends. I got me a whole lot of them. The Kates and the Jennifers and the Rebeccas of the world, I fuck with y'all. You better get you some good white friends because I know they listening. I already know. We up to 221 listeners so far. We're doing pretty good. Hopefully the number keep going up. That's what the computer telling me right now. But 7 o'clock, man. 7 o'clock. Each and every Sunday from here on out till we tell y'all otherwise. Every Sunday, 7 p.m., 100 Shots Radio.
Hell yeah. Jill, how was your 2021? Because we got a lot to catch up on.
Well, 2021 was a great year. First of all, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say it was cool because you got a chance to work with me. It's the mailman. You was a mailman.
Oh, so we bringing back Postman Chronicles,
we're
huh?
We bringing back the Postman Chronicles, man. Like,
Tell them what Postman Chronicles is.
Postman Chronicles is when I'm in the mail truck and I just see some of the strangest shit that you'll ever see. Like the story of the strangest thing I've seen this past 2021. Was when I seen two crackheads at Subway, the Subway on my route. When they come to ask me, can I buy some lunch? And I told them, I don't have any, I don't have any cash. I don't have any money. And then he said, well, since you ain't got no money, go on and cash at me. A real story. So I'm telling two crackheads telling me to cash up. And I said, wait a minute. I said, you got a cell phone? He's like, yeah, I got a cell phone. My cash app name, Rockhead 101. You know what I'm saying? I said, wait a minute. First of all, if you homeless, how the fuck is you charging your phone? And how the fuck do you got cash app? And how in the fuck do you, how you got a cell phone? Who paying on your? You can't even steal minutes no more. So who, how? I don't even got Cash App. You got Cash App?
I do got Cash App.
Well, you got money. I don't believe in Cash App. Anybody that know me, I ain't Cash Apping you shit. Show the fuck ain't. I ain't Cash Apping your damn thing. If you can't come get it or I can't send it to you via Redstone Federal Credit Union, you ain't get it.
Don't let GL lie to y'all. As much pussy as this dude done paid for throughout the year.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a sugar daddy master.
No. Only time I paid for pussy was today. That's the last time I paid for pussy. Because when you get married, it's an everlasting payment that you got to pay.
Mortgage, light bill.
Yes, I pay for pussy all the motherfucking time.
It birthday, is, Christmas.
Christmas. It's so many motherfucking holidays for women. I just, only holiday you get as a man is motherfucking your birthday. And they try to pick that shit. They try to plan your birthday for you.
I mean, if they know you're good enough, I don't think there's a problem with that, right? If they know you're good enough.
I don't know. Nah, don't plan my shit for me. Especially if sex ain't at the end of the night. Don't plan nothing.
We shouldn't have to wait till our birthday for sex anyways, right?
Yeah, you shouldn't. But, I mean, a lot of married men will tell you that sex is like shooting dice. It's harder to hit that point than it is to crap out. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. You shoot dice every day when you're married. I promise you that much. But anyway, back to the Postman Chronicles, man. You work with me. Well, good year, man.
You done
left me, man. You done motherfucking left me. In the in the motherfucking mail truck freezing. It's cold. My knuckles was on fire yesterday. I'm telling you, what was it, Friday? Ooh, them bitches was burning like I was goddamn smoking crack my damn self. That's how hot my fingers was.
I don't think you think you think anybody from the post office listening to us? You think anybody listening?
I think you got a few. I think more than what you think listening, to be honest with you.
I wonder what I think I left. What do you think?
What'd
you tell everybody?
I told everybody you was going to do porn with Wesley Pipes in California. That's what I told everybody. I was like, what happened to your boy Sharkey? I said, he didn't got a deal with West Coast Productions.
So you told them that I became a porn star.
You is a porn star.
That's what you told them?
That's what you is. That's what
Why are you lying to these folks, man?
You just came back on vacation.
Why are you lying to these folks,
I ain't
man?
Lying to nobody. I don't want to see the goddamn movie, but I'm telling you, my nigga, you is a motherfucking porn star.
No.
That's what the fuck I told him. So what you doing?
That ain't, I mean, I guess we just address why I left first, right?
Yeah, let's find out why the fuck did you leave the post office?
Oh, man, these folks don't care nothing about that. But,
yeah.
Well, you know, you believe in Illuminati, man?
Yes, I believe in Illuminati. When they ask for enough money, I got a few people I want to sacrifice anyway.
Watch any movie, and if they outside, I guarantee you're going to see a mail truck, a postman, something like that in there. I guarantee you're going to see that. It's, I'm just going to be real. And your secret out the bag. GL, you part of Illuminati. You've been at the post office for how many years? Because once you get to a certain point, you can do whatever you want at the post office.
Well, hey, you... Nigga, no, that's a lie.
No.
You can do what the fuck you want at the post office anyway.
So if you become part of the Illuminati, and when it got to the initiation part, that's when I quit. Because, and yeah, you laughing. I'm about to put it on blast. What happened was they blindfolded me, and they put me in the back of the mail truck, and they tried to make me have sex with a goat.
Oh man!
And you laughing? I GL sweating. You can't see him. You can't see him. I didn't let it out the bag.
Because I'm drinking this goddamn. My second, let me say, give me another shot. If y'all see that on Facebook Live, that's a man eating a woman's ass on this shot glass.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I wouldn't take it no other way.
So, you know, they blindfolded me, and they told me to stick my hand out, and I felt something furry, and I was already nervous as it is. And I didn't want to sacrifice none of my family members. So I just quit the post office because I wouldn't join the Illuminati. They tried to have me fuck a goat. Well, and I ran out the back of the mail truck. And I did take a few Amazon packages on the way out, though.
You better be careful saying that. You know, what's her name? I ain't going to say her name, but the big boss is listening.
Oh.
Take me a shot, man. Take a shot, man, for the people at home, man. Bringing the Jonitos. I ain't gonna crack that up until episode 3 or some shit. I don't know. Let's get it. But 2021 treated me well. Like, I can't lie. It treated me well. If COVID ran crazy in 2021, it made a whole lot of shit good and bad, man. The shit just went. You can't goddamn eat at fast food restaurant no more. That shit be wrapped around a building, man. I don't know what happened. Taco Bell, you can't even get in that motherfucker. So it helped me lose a little weight because I just started eating. I lied. I ain't lose no goddamn weight. But still, I started eating more at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I get hungry, I just go down there, you know, I just eat my wife's ass or something. I get real hungry. When I get real hungry, that's what the fuck I do. So it helped me lose weight.
So we'll be doing recap of probably the whole week of what happened, you know, before the show we do on Sunday. We'll do a recap of the week. We'll do Postman Chronicles. You know, we'll have topics, you know, probably three topics to discuss each week, and hopefully we can get feedback from people to call in and tell you how you think about it. You know, while I'm at it, if we have any old listeners or from the old show, if you want to just call and say what's up to us, you know, you can do that too.
Yeah.
I want to be a real interactive show where, you know, you call in and just shoot the shit, hell. call and cuss GL out, you know what I'm saying, if you want to. You know,
people scared of me already. They are. I every time I tell somebody, they be like, I ain't calling your ass. You might say anything to me. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna say to you, to be quite frank with you. I don't know what the fuck what's gonna come out of my mind. I don't know. The only left side of my brain works.
So we'll be when we talk about our topics, I think the best description is we'll probably be somewhere in between Kevin Samuels and Derrick Jackson, probably about in the middle.
Yes, Kevin Samuels and Corey Holcomb for me.
Corey Holcomb?
Yeah. I'm a baby Corey Holcomb, to be honest with you. I'm not. If you don't know who he is, look him up. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you. And I'm gonna give everybody that number one more time. So if you know what's going on, 319-527-6757 is the call in number.
All right, looks like we got somebody wanna shout out. We'll go ahead and let you call in. Once you come in, just tell us your name and hell, take a shot.
Take a shot. Let's get it.
What's up, Carl? What you got going on?
You boy, I'm taking your ass to the hotel, boy. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you to the motherfucking hotel, boy.
Oh,
what up, boy?
What up, man?
What's up? Who we speaking
crazy
with?
K, man.
That's Crazy K, man.
What's up, Crazy K, man?
Friend of the family.
Friend of the family. We ain't going to the hotel with you. We ain't going to the hotel with you, but I know what you're talking about.
Hey, going
you,
to the hotel,
you,
boy.
Talk about you.
Hey, what?
Talk about you, boy.
Hey, I appreciate you.
Hey, man,
checking
call,
in with
me. Glad to see y'all boys back on the air, man. Y'all keep doing what you do, and hey, you know, I'll be tuned in every Sunday, man.
How your year been going so far since we know the goddamn War Eagle lost? How your year been? You had a shitty year, didn't you?
Oh man, no man, I've been good, man. Shit, I'm working from home now. You know what I'm saying? I'm cooling. Shoot, hey, I can't complain. I don't got to get up early in the morning no more and be in the mail truck and be cold and shit. I'm still in the warm. Hey, I be in my pajamas behind my desk. So I'm good.
Ain't that some shit? Why I can't never? Hey, somebody, I need to find any drug dealers out here, man. Give me an application. Shit. I know you know one of the big kingpins around here. I ain't going to say his name. But goddamn, give me an application, man. I'm tired of doing this shit. I'm tired of being under.
Hey, He retired.
Hey, we gonna talk. You know, and I know who he's talking about, and I'm gonna tell. And every time he don't call in, I'm gonna talk shit about him. It was a rumor that he had Cisco haircut. I didn't ever see it.
It's fact.
I promise I ain't never see it, but I heard he did.
It's fact. He kept it up under the toboggan, man.
Okay.
So
well, I ain't gonna call him out. He better call and defend himself. Hey, Crazy K, man, I appreciate you calling in, man. Hey, call in air, we can talk shit with us. You know how we get down?
Yeah. I mean, I got it, man. I'm going to take a shot with y'all boys, man. So,
take
hey,
a
keep
shot,
going.
Man.
Keep doing what you're
doing. Take a shot. I got some
yes,
white
hairs
to see. Take a shot.
Oh,
you
did, man. Y'all boys
hey, be safe, bro. Yep. Shout out to Crazy K for hollering at us, man. It's been a while, man.
It's been
a long time.
I ain't played the game of that fool in a minute, man. He probably been getting the damn PlayStation 5. I've been waiting on his ass to come back.
So, what else we missing, GL, so far?
We just, man.
What else? I mean, like, we discussed everything we talk about. We can talk about Postman Chronicles.
We did.
Talk about relationship stuff, life stuff. We're going to go ahead and go through you know, what happens in the previous week or whatever, and discuss that.
Yes. And what's been going on?
What happened this week? Antonio Brown? Want to talk about that?
We can talk about Antonio Brown. I mean, look, I'm not a big football person. But when that – I don't even know what to say about it. I ain't going to lie, man. AB. I ain't mad at him, though. But if you felt like, goddamn, you want to get out there, bitch, butt naked and run across the field, hey, do your motherfucking thing. Because it's two sides to every goddamn story. So I ain't mad at AB if he ain't want to go, you know, back in the game because his motherfucking leg hurt. But all I want to tell him is, goddamn it, I wish they give me that money because I be in that mail truck. They wish they give me $300,000. I ride up and down that bitch all day long. You hear me?
Yeah, and also for our new listeners, we normally don't spend this long on catching up, but it's been a long time. And I know a lot of people probably waiting for us to get to the subjects, which is, you know, what's up anyways. But, you know, just like a real little catch-up session real quick. So you ready to start these topics or what's up?
Let's get into the topic, man. Let's get into the motherfucking topic.
What you got for
First topic.
Ask the question, Gia.
First topic is, why do men get offended when a woman say they don't need a man for anything? I'm going to say it again. Why do men get offended when a woman say they don't need a man for anything? I'm going to let you start that one.
Oh, man.
Why do you feel like men get offended when a...
Who says we do get offended?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that when people first... I guess we're talking, are we talking in a relationship or how we...
We're going to say a relationship.
I guess we ain't used to
well,
it, right?
Well, we can't say that because a lot of, first of all, a lot of women, they think in a relationship and they ain't even in a relationship. that be half of the problem. I promise you that. A lot of people, it's some motherfuckers out here listening to this motherfucker right now. Thinking they got a, you know, they in a full-blown relationship and they ain't even in that motherfucker.
They in it by themselves?
They in that shit by themselves. I know women paying all the bills, you know, doing, you know, X, Y, Z, and y'all don't make that nigga do nothing. Nothing. I'm talking about he's sitting on the couch, ain't got no job, PlayStation controller in his hand. He don't even know how to count the motherfucking 10. But you in love, though. You in love. So
in your opinion, when they say they don't need a man for anything, what does that mean to you when they don't need a man? Like what? For what? For sex? For...
When a woman say they don't need no man for anything, me personally, either they a stud... or they have been hurt by so many men that they just turned off by me. You know what I mean? Because God put people down here as in people. Hell, women need a man. I don't give a fuck what they talking about. You need a man as like I need a woman to me because he didn't put you down here to be by your damn self. And it's funny to me. Most of the women that claim they don't need a man is the ones that have 8 baby daddies.
You think they say it just really for, I mean, to be petty or be vengeful?
Yeah, to make women say
that. What, to hype themselves up?
To hype their own damn self up. And deep down, most of the women, I ain't going to say all of them, that holler about they don't need a man. They usually a dagger. They don't want no man, no way. Or so many other motherfucking men done really just shit it on.
So when they say they don't need a man for anything, you know, I guess they mean they got they finances under control,
yeah.
So they don't need a man for that.
Yeah.
I guess they got the role, so they don't need a man for the sex, right?
They don't need a man for the sex because they got that big ass flower. You know what I'm saying? Anybody don't know what the flower
need,
is, you know what I'm talking about.
So they don't need a man for, I guess the question is, why do we get offended when they say that? Do you get offended?
I don't get offended at all. I hope a bitch don't need me. That's more for me, especially if you fucking, I'm getting what I want out of the situation anyway. So I hope you don't need me. Let's be honest. When you go, if you can go over a chick house and fuck her and get to go home without her having to cuddle or do no shit like that, you won. Do you get what I'm saying? I hope you don't need me for nothing. Me personally. Or am I saying that? Or I'm a little too...
No, go ahead and say what you're going to say.
You know what I'm saying? Like I just hope a woman don't need me for nothing.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and attack it from the other space. I guess some men do get offended because it's a lack of control. You know, a lot of people are controlling you, and especially I'm just going ahead and take it for, you know, the money part and the I guess sex part of it. You know, if you putting it down sexually, you know, we want to be needed for that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Money wise, you know, if we providing for our girl, you know, or whoever you're with, and kids, you know what I'm saying? You know, we want to make sure that, I guess to a certain extent, they're dependent on us, which is, you know, it's a form of control. I don't think it's toxic, is what people would say. But, I mean, who don't want to be dependent on, especially if you, a good dude who do provide, you know, it's in our nature to you know, provide for a woman.
Yes. Yes.
So if she's telling you that she don't need you to provide for, then like, does that kind of like mess up our value a little bit, you think?
Yes. I guess you can say, you know, it fuck with our value when they say they don't. But they can say what they want to say. But in actuality, you need a fucking man. When, you know, I know that it's gonna probably be some strong black woman that call in and tell me, I don't need no motherfucking man for nothing. You know what I'm saying? But like, yes, you do. You know what I'm saying? You need a fucking man.
Well, then you tell them why they need a man. And then they can tell you why they don't.
You're right. Here goes somebody calling in right now to tell us why.
All right, we got a call. Let's see what's going on. All right, what's your name? And go ahead and speak on go ahead and take a shot.
I'm going to stay anonymous because I already think I know who I am. But just to answer the initial question, I think when a man get offended, I think it's because he already walked up to a woman or into the situation without anything to give. Like, she gave him absolutely no chance to even, you know, play games with her at that point. Now, I hear y'all have a lot of financial issues or, you know, providing being in your nature, but you got to understand, this generation don't care no how. So nowadays, everybody wants everything to be 50-50. You know, I think a lot of times because of they feel like they don't want to be controlled by, you know, certain things. I personally, you know, like the idea of a man wanting to provide, but if he gets offended by me holding my own, then it's probably because he ain't had nothing to offer me from the beginning.
Well, he got something off of you. He got a dick in his pants. He got something.
He got what?
Yes. You heard what I said. He got,
well,
a dick.
He got roses out for stuff now.
No, that ain't. What's that song? Is it Diana Ross? Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like women. Hey.
Some of y'all don't know how to control the real thing, so you can't even bring that to the table.
What you mean?
Like, everything in a relationship, and I'm not just talking about emotional, but anything between two people have to discuss for clarity. It has to be discussed. So men automatically think because another woman said they can put it down, you can bring it over here, and I'm going to do the same for you. It don't work like that. That's why I say, well, you know, entering into a situation, he automatically showed up with nothing, so of course he's going to get offended. But if he's confident in certain areas, you know, be a little bit different story. Like, if you know you that dude that can provide, or you know that you that dude can or put it down, whatever, it provide emotional support, then you're not going to be offended because you already know your worth.
So you're trying to say that we, you know, it's about knowing your worth, and we basically, does that mean you're saying that we'll have a certain insecurity? If we'll be insecure if they say that. You're calling us insecure.
I'm saying you're coming to the table already insecure about certain things.
Okay. Well, you have anything to add to that, Jill? Because you said we bring insecurity if we feel like we don't need a man for anything. I mean, you know, if they don't, you know.
Well, see, I don't bring shit. My woman make more money than me, and I don't give a fuck. You hear me? You talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't offend me because I can't think no less of you than what I already did.
Oh, shit. All right, thank you, anonymous caller. We got somebody else on the line that want to put, that want to take a shot. Thank you, anonymous.
Thanks. Appreciate you for holding whoever this is.
Appreciate you holding. Go ahead and tell us your name and go ahead and shoot your shot.
What's going on, y'all? This is Keisha.
What's up, Keisha?
What's up, Keisha?
I'm just calling because I'm going to call back too because I want to touch on other topics. But this one here, the wording is weird. because not every woman needs a man. I don't need a man, but I want one. No, I don't need one. Because if I can take care of myself, I can take care of myself, I can provide for myself. I don't need a man for any of that, but I want one because, no, I don't want to do this shit by myself. I don't want to do this alone. So that doesn't mean I need one. No, I want one. And see,
Keisha, that want can be real, real fucking strong. It can be real strong. Because if you, I don't know where you're from, but if you from here, when we had 20, you know, negative 20 degree weather and it was frozen, windows were frozen, I bet you wanted a man to come clean that windshield off for you. You might didn't need them, but that want was real strong that morning, wasn't it?
Right. So you want a man to come do it, but guess what? If you ain't got one there, guess what? You do it yourself. Sometimes you just do stuff yourself. They don't need a man. If you can do it yourself, I don't need a man for that. But I want one because, no, I don't want to get out there and clean those windows. No, I don't want to sit here and pay these bills by myself.
You need a man like you need a car. You got a job, but you need a car to get to where you're fucking going.
No, you don't need a car to get to where you're going.
Your ass going to get fired.
There's other ways to get there.
You get a woman then. Okay, that's what you're saying. You don't need a woman.
No, I ain't say that. I ain't say that, but in some cases, some women do.
You right.
Some women do. So don't be offended because I say I don't need you. You should feel good when a woman says, I don't need you, but I want you.
That's what I want to hear.
You should want
to. I want you to need me.
I want you to want me.
I want to stick. Listen, I need you to want me. You right. I'm going to give you credit on that.
I
want to be wanted, not needed. You right. I want to be wanted. I don't want to be needed. I want to be wanted. It's a difference.
Yes. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Thank you, Keisha, for calling in. Shoot your shot with us next week, too.
All right.
Next caller. What's your name and shoot your shot?
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm Ronnie. I just was calling, man, just to say I don't think nobody needs nobody. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I mean, you always want, if you meet somebody, you want that woman or that person to remain independent, but at the same time, you know, to continue to, you know, kind of show more interest in you. But at the same time, their independency, once you put those two together, it becomes powerful. You know what I'm saying? So I won't per se, you know, nobody needs nobody. You know, it's all about how you, when you're together, it's how you make it work, you know, as a unit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, Ronnie, you got some sense. You know, a lot of misconceptions, they teach us that, you know, 50-50 is the way to go. But if you got any sense, it's really, you know, 100-100, you know, instead of two halves, you got two holes making a bigger hole. So I get
that's
that.
Right.
That makes sense, too.
I think Womacon said it best. I'm a unit by myself, but I'm a force when we together. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So that alone says, I mean, everybody better get cold. But don't just lay in my bed just because you cold. Lay in my bed because, you know, we're a unit. You know what I'm saying?
Lay
I mean,
in my bed because I want to fuck you. Listen, you know what I mean? I want to be laying there naked. Any bitch that got to sleep with me, got to sleep naked.
So Ryan, you say
fuck it naked.
Hey, so Ryan, so you basically saying that you're a person or a man who don't get offended. Like, so that's not even. So you say you don't even get offended.
Well, you know what? It comes with growth, man. You know what I'm saying? In my younger days, that would offend me. But now, you know, the older I get, the more wise I done got. So for the most part, you know, it don't offend me now. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But back in the day, boy, that probably made me feel different.
Yeah, you right.
So we got a whole grown-ass mature man on the phone now. I mean, before I let you go or whatever, so do you think that, like, how serious do you need to take somebody until you get till you get you know, mature enough, or is it just play the field until you mature?
Well, you take it for face value, man. You know, sometimes as men, you know, sometimes, you know, they use the quote, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. So it's kind of more of a judgment call, you know. Like they say, man, you got to trust with your heart and not your mind. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes,
well,
you know.
But it's about, whatever you say to do, that's what I find. Fuck that mind. That mind will play a trick on you had you at the wrong goddamn job. You know,
hey, well, see, look, that's what I was going to say. Your mind had you walking backwards. I had you driving back when you're going for trying to go forward, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it, man.
That,
so, yeah, man, I'm
all
telling
right.
you. So that's pretty much it, man. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Ryan, thanks for calling in and shooting your shot, man. Hope you see us next week, man. Be safe.
Oh, ain't no question. Y'all be good. All right.
All right.
One.
Shout out to Ronnie and Keisha, man. They've been clearing some shit up for, you know what I'm saying?
All right, before we get ready to close this topic and go to the next. I don't know. I mean, I guess we need to work on a transition, don't we?
No,
to make sure we close up close it up.
Well, with all that being said, I don't get offended because I don't want a motherfucking, I don't want no woman to goddamn need me. You right. I want you to fucking want me. So if you listen to this show, all the motherfucking women in the world, if you want me, holler at your boy. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want you to need me. I just want you to want me. So if you see me out in Dollar General on my route and you want to buy me something, go ahead and do it, please and thank you. I want you to want me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to leave me.
And like I said, if you hold, we will get to you.
Yeah.
Just hang on, we'll get to you.
Yeah, you ain't got to hang up.
All right, the next topic is a hoe phase necessary? GL, tell them what a hoe is first. What's a hoe? What's your definition of a hoe? Definition?
Well, let me tell you what my grandma told me, the difference between a hoe and a slut. A hoe don't want to get caught doing it. A slut don't give a fuck. Do you understand? That's what my grandma told me. So a hoe is a very discreet person that don't want you to know that. You know, have you ever been to the club and nine of your homeboys that fuck this girl and you try to go talk to her and she act like she ain't no hoe? Do you get what I'm saying? She tries to disguise who she really is. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, a slut don't give a fuck. A slut, like, bitch, I'm selling pussy. It is what it is. I got my OnlyFans. You know them girls that I already hit you with. Them the slut. So, but I don't think a woman need a slut phase. They need a hoe phase. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm 36 years old. I don't ever know. I don't think I ever had a. Because men can have a hoe phase. I'm sorry to say this. I'm gonna say something that I shouldn't say on this air. But I'm gonna say it any goddamn way. I have never had a hoe phase. I ain't get a lot of pussy because I just didn't. I always was that funny nigga to, you know what I'm saying? Like I can't explain this shit. I didn't really have a whole face. I wasn't fucking like that. I'm man enough to say it. You know what I'm saying? But especially in my younger days when I should have been doing this shit, because there's certain things why I wasn't fucking a whole lot. But, you know, they ain't like your boy back then. I was Mike Jones. You know what I'm saying? They ain't want to give me no pussy back then. But now I'm a motherfucking nigga.
So you doing, I hope you weren't doing much in the back of that mail truck, was you?
No, I wouldn't like that motherfucker, the Amazon workers slapping that white woman in the back of the truck. That ain't me.
I promise I ain't know nothing about that.
You didn't see the black man out there smoking that white girl gun. He lost his job and everything behind the shit. Let me tell you one thing. I wish, if somebody want to come fuck GL in the back of that mail truck, I'm a union steward. I ain't getting fired, bitch.
Ain't shit but goats in the back of that truck.
You gone by now. There's all kind of bitches over there. You sucked up in the truck. That's why I had to get off that route.
Okay.
We ain't going to talk about that.
All right. So it says the whole phase necessary. Basically, I guess...
Shaka, I'm putting you on the spot, nigga. Have you ever had a whole phase?
Yeah, I did. I did.
So you had a whole phase.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know your necessity.
What's your definition of a whole phase? What's the whole a man? Because I know a couple of male whores. The worst male whore I've ever seen in my motherfucking life is my brother.
Oh, don't put him out there.
He probably laughing right now. Because he knows, and that motherfucker is. He ain't no motherfucking joke. That's all I can say. That's a cold-blooded killer right there. That nigga had his feet up on the couch one day. I ain't even gonna tell you that.
No, I wouldn't say that one for another time.
That's a cold blooded killer right there. He ain't mad at me. He know I'm telling the truth.
I guess my definition of hoe is if you didn't said yes way more than you said no. You know what I'm saying? That's the simplest way to say it. If you saying yes way more than you saying no.
But is it necessary though?
It might have to bring up your maturity. You know what I'm saying? Depends on what your background is, how you
I'm asking you, should you not have a hoe phase? Or should you have a whole face?
You got to have one. Because you're going to be wondering. You're always going to be wondering if some, you know, what you like. You got to learn what you like.
You can't
learn what you like, you know what I'm saying, laying in the bed by yourself with your hand or your rose or whatever it is. And because you're going to take that out on your person you marry or serious with. If you can't tell them how to please you, then how the hell are you even going to be pleased?
You're right. So what you're saying is
you got to learn what you like.
So what you're saying is I should get a divorce and go have a whole thing.
I'm not saying that.
That's what you just told me.
I'm not saying that. I say you chose what you chose. Okay. You chose what you chose. Okay. Once you make that decision.
But I didn't really have the whole thing.
Well, then you lost.
Okay.
You lost. You should have got it in. You chose.
Okay. I'm telling you now. So if anybody want to practice on me, call me and hit me up on Instagram. You see this? Say if you know who the fuck I am, I need a whole face. I ain't never had it, man.
Hey, just let y'all know if y'all want to call in, tell us what your definition of hoe is, or if you needed a whole face to move on, or did you have to get out your system? Because I think you're more susceptible to cheating if you didn't have a whole face. Because you're always going to be wondering. Most people, once you get out and kick it, you know, and don't know what's going on, you're going to hear somebody telling you, you ain't never had this, you ain't never had that.
Well,
you know, you're going to fall for it because you're going to be curious.
Well,
to not know what you don't need.
Well, I know what I need. I'm married and I do know what I need, though. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying it ain't. To me, a whole phase ain't necessary. I ain't really have to have no whole phase. Because I know what I'm looking for. I want a nut in your motherfucking mouth, bitch.
Oh, man.
I want you to goddamn ride that dick. So I know what I'm looking for. I just ain't had.
So you already know what you want regardless of a whole phase.
I don't know what I want. You got to tell. Like, look, I'm the type of nigga, I go to the buffet, bitch. I know what I'm going for. I want a hamburger on some chicken. I know exactly what the fuck I want. I don't need to look at all the extra shit. I know what I'm looking for. That's just me. I can't speak for everybody else. I'm not mad at nobody that has had a whole phase. I would have liked to have one. There. Like I'm saying, if some hoes want to fuck me, I'm going to take it. I'm just saying.
And before we get ready to wrap this one up, just let you know we got full control of this show. You know what I'm saying? If we run over a little bit, we just do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want to get in something on this subject or if you're waiting on a certain subject, it really don't matter.
I got a question for you. What age was you in when you was in your whole phase?
Late teens going into my early 20s. You know what I'm saying?
So how long did your whole phase last?
Well, see, now that's debatable because some people don't need a long time to be in your whole phase. Believe you, I did so much dirt my last, probably like in a 2-year span.
So you were bailing them out for 2 straight years.
I mean, you know, you got to have time to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't like it was every day.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But you know what I'm saying?
I know some people, like I'm telling you. Hey, man, let me tell you. When I was a teenager, I seen my motherfucking brother. He had holes running in my house, had my mom's house. You thought that nigga was selling dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I done seen, I ain't never had one of my own, but I done seen a whole phase. You know, I learned a lot from my big brother. Honestly.
Right.
I really did. He taught me what not to do. I ain't gonna say he showed me what to do, but he taught me what not to do. You know what I'm saying? So I done learned. So we got another caller coming in right here to talk about a whole phase. This a whole answer the phone. Let's hit.
What's your name? And shoot your shot and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Go for it.
No, it's not a hoe, but I have
not a
whole face. I do think they're necessary. I think two of them are actually necessary.
Two whole faces?
You got to have one.
Hey, this next level shit right here. I'm about to listen. Go ahead. Two whole faces. That's new to me.
Two
conversations are absolutely necessary. Your first one, you don't have it in your teens, in your 20s. You're being a hoe. You don't know what you're doing. You're just being a hoe because you're stupid and you're being a hoe.
Well, I ain't getting no pussy until I was 19, so I missed.
Oh,
I ain't getting no pussy until I was 19.
Okay. Me too. I'm 19 too. But I had two old faces.
Well, actually, what's your definition of a hoe? What do you think a hoe is?
I think I cleared it up on the hoe.
No, she got to tell what she think it is.
Because, see, as a female, my definition of a hoe is somebody who is in a relationship and fucking around. That's
no.
My definition of a hoe.
Let her have her or whatever
but,
she
right,
think it is.
That's,
let her know.
That's
her definition.
Female point of, like,
right.
You
okay,
know,
okay.
Let her know. That's why you call her a hoe, because she, you know, she fucking around with a whole bunch of, not even gonna say being in Russia, just fucking around with a whole bunch of different people. Hello.
Okay,
so,
okay, a whole bunch
okay.
of people. So what's the second hoe phase? Just, the second hoe phase?
The second hoe phase is you're older. You're in your 30s. You had that one in your 30s. It ain't got to last long, or it can last as long as you want it, but you had that hoe phase in your 30s. You being a hoe, and you're enjoying it, and you know why. You know why you're doing it. And it's simply about sex. It ain't about nothing else. And
so
then once you're ready to settle down.
So you feel like it's necessary just to kind of get out your system until you settle down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carla, what you're saying is I shouldn't have got married. I should have would have fucked a whole bunch of women. That's what you tell me.
I definitely didn't say that.
Okay. So I'm behind the eight ball.
You said you didn't want to have a whole face for whatever reason.
I ain't saying I didn't want to have a whole face. None of you hoes will give me none. That's what I'm just saying.
All right, thank you. Thank you for calling in and shooting your shot. Make sure you be back with us next week, and we'll get all these subjects in, all right?
All right.
Thank you. All right, next caller, tell us your name and shoot your shot.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, you know, Nasty. What it
what's
do,
up?
Boy? Tyreek, man.
What's up, Tyreek? What's up, man?
The question
is, Mr. Hill, what
man,
is a
whole
face necessary?
Hey, man, before I answer that, dog, I just want to say, man, I'm proud of you, big dog, man, but... I feel like
okay,
it is necessary, man. I feel like it is necessary, man, just so you can basically, man, just see what's all out there and shit, you know. I feel like I done lived my life, you know. I done did my thing. I done did my thug thizzle. I done slept with women, done had threesomes, foursomes, all of that, man. But once you, like, see what's out there.
I ain't got no threesome,
like,
I ain't.
Man, look,
I can tell you now.
I'm going to tell you like this.
Okay, let's see.
Nah, go ahead. I'm listening.
I said, me personally, I didn't really. I'm just, you know, I'm a real nigga. I ain't never had a threesome before. Back when I was 19, I will say this though. When I was 20, I had two girls suck on my meat at the same time. And let me be honest. But I'm just telling you now. They got the job done real fast, and I didn't even get the. I had supposed to have the threesome. This is the honest God truth. But the thing is, they taught me off so fast, and I was just a one-hitter quitter. I couldn't even goddamn get in the groove. So them hoes were kissing and doing all
say
this.
Say that's all you
I
need.
That's a true story.
Say that's all you needed. But, hey, but real talk, though, man, I think it's, like, all depending on the person, man. Like, once you truly find that one person that you really connect with, you know, I feel like it's not necessary. But, I mean, if you haven't found that person, I mean, I want you to live your life. I want people to live their life, man. Have fun. If a whole phase is needed, go get it out your system. But man, look, when you find that one person that you really connect with, and you really like love, and you won't do anything to hurt them, bro. I swear, like it's changing. But take it from me.
Okay. All right. We'll learn that. That's good information, because I'm pretty sure you know. You know, I ain't gonna say if you had a whole face. Now you said you had one, so I ain't got them. You know, I want to just ask you one question. What was give me a 20-second story on, like, what's the goddamn... What's the wildest fucking story you think you like?
And you ain't
got
to say no names.
You ain't
got to
say no names or nothing, but, like, how many bitches have it ever been like, man, I had five bitches, goddamn, one sucking my toes, one dreading my hair or whatever, like.
Man, look. Hey.
Yo.
I ain't even gonna count, man. That's like some off ass shit though. But for real though,
okay,
I give y'all
okay.
like a little
well,
snippet
we,
of it.
We gonna
so,
put
like,
that out there.
I will say though, after like the biggest game of my life though, like we had probably like 20 girls. It was like two dudes in that bit going crazy. So that's all y'all need to know. The rest is history, man. But look,
that's some real professional shit.
That's some real professional shit. Oh my god.
But look, though, I'm going to tell you like this, though. Like I said, those 20 girls don't equal to that one girl, though, because that one girl going to have your mind going crazy. I swear, you're going to be wondering, hey, because, like, she's the only one that know how to connect with you and know how to do all that to make you feel good in the right spot. So.
Yeah, because it's a business for real, though. It's a business. It's a real deal business.
Real shit, man. But I appreciate y'all, boy, having me, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Comedy show coming in March, man. Yeah, I want you there, brother. I do.
You already know. I'm already on stage with you, big dog. I already got my what you call it, material ready and everything. Hit me up. All
right, we locked in, brother. Bros for life. SRL, man.
Yep. SRL for life, dog. All
right, homie. All right, going to the next call. You know who that was, don't you, boy?
They sound familiar. All
right. You got another call coming
shoot,
in.
What's your name and shoot your shot?
Hello. What's your name? Shoot your shot.
Guess we left them on hold too long, huh?
Going to the next. Yeah. What? There they go. Who it is?
Well, I was just trying to call in. I didn't know what was going on. What's happening?
Hey, we just got a quick question for you. The whole phase necessary.
Shit. Is it necessary? I ain't going to say it's necessary. I think what's more so right of passage, man, everybody got to get their heart broke at some point in time. You know what I mean? Happen to everybody. You don't get your heart broke.
Yeah, you're right.
That's real. Everybody, you know they had their heart broke, man.
Yeah, I know. Hey, that bitch got me. Shaquille, a bitch broke my heart. I didn't come out of the house. That nigga had to come drag me out the house. I didn't come. So, and if you listening, bitch, fuck you, bitch.
And that's how I got to my whole phase after I had my heart broke. You know what I'm saying? It's by any means necessary. And it's like I said, you know, you start saying yes way more than no. And I started saying no when I was in the relationship, got my heart broke.
Yeah.
And guess what I did? Started saying yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Started saying yes. So that's how I came to that conclusion after you get your heart broke. Were you a better person after you went through your whole phase or what?
I think it depends on how you have, what type of cat you are, you know what I'm saying, what kind of caliber you are anyway. You know what I mean? The whole phase is going to be a whole phase regardless. It just depends about who you are. You know what I mean?
Can you ever get out of
some
whole
cats
phase?
Come.
I got some people that
cats don't never leave. Some cats never get out of it.
You
know what I mean? Some cats come out better. Some cats come out fucked up.
Okay. He did. What's the first line he said? That was some real shit right there. I forgot what he said again. He said, you got to have your heart broke. You know,
got
to have your heart broke. All right, thanks, caller, man. Thank you for calling in 100 Shots Radio, man. You appreciate it.
For sure, man. I didn't know, y'all was going to call him. I'm going to be eating chickens here, man.
Yeah. Good deal. We got
all right, call us back next week, bro.
Y'all,
appreciate it.
All right, y'all hold it down.
All right, caller, what's your name and shoot your shot?
What's up? This is Jay from Beeham. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Jay from Beeham?
Back in the building.
All right, hey, speak on whatever you want to talk about, bro.
Was the whole phase necessary? That's
what I want, man. Shit, if I'm still living mine, so I don't know if it's a phase or a lifestyle, though.
So. when did you start home? That's the first question.
12, 13, somewhere around there.
Damn.
And how old are you now, Jay?
Right. 40.
Well, you a slut, man. You ain't no hoe no more, nigga. You didn't graduate. What you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to piggyback. Go ahead now.
Go ahead, now. Go ahead.
I'll piggyback off of what old buddy just said, though. But honestly, that's one of the biggest things. It makes a lot of holes is your heart broke because you don't want to get yourself put back out that situation ever again to allow yourself to be that fucked up. Because I know I remember nights I couldn't remember nights, so I've been there. Fucked up, drunk, mad, calling that bitch on the phone. Nah, I just rather not. I'd rather just get out those emotions and just be all right with the next one. But, you know,
to each his own. I done missed out. That's what I done. Yeah.
I don't know how you missed it, though. You in Huntsville. Ain't nothing but holes in Huntsville. So I'm trying to figure out how you missed that.
I'm going to be honest with you. I go by the quality of the hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like to get the high quality hoes that I like, it costs money, and I don't really want to spend a lot of money trying to chase no hoe. I want to make them laugh and get the shit for free. You know what I'm talking about? You know,
that's oxymoron in itself, though. You can't be high class and a hoe at the same time. You're gonna be one of those.
Oh yeah, it's really high class hoe. Trust me, it's a lot of them. They all on the arsenal. I used to deliver the mail out there, nigga. It's all kind of high class hoes out there. So don't
high class.
These high class hoes with these look motherfucking Lexus and shit. Anytime a bitch got a 2-door Lexus with and ain't no man around, she a high class hoe. Yeah, I said it, and I meant it. Goddamn
it. She fucking for free though.
She got the money.
Yeah, so that goes back to the first subject. She don't need a man besides for a good jug. You ain't nothing but a play toy. I've had older chicks. That's all I was to them, and I'm good with that.
How the fuck the old woman, man? Shaquille, come on.
Ain't nothing fucking wrong. Get you an old Gertrude or something, goddamn, to go ahead and go to it and take care of you. But they have you fucked up more than the little young chick, because, you know, shit, they've been past all those other.
I done married an older woman. She'll cook me some collard greens and suck my dick at the same time. I'm telling you.
she knocked you off the market. That's what she was. She Brittany Renner your ass. That's all she did.
I miss the thing.
Yeah, she Brittany Renner your ass. Yeah, she bundled Brittany. You see, all she did was take your ass off the market.
I was just
she's like,
I'm gonna
get this young nigga.
Young
she already knew. She was like, hold on. She's like, hold on. He about to be a full lead toe. Let me go and lock his ass up. I'm make him put that pressure on his ass and get married. See? You got pimp, sir.
You say you currently in your whole phase. Once you got in it, you never got out. Why'd you not get out?
Well, I think somebody else was just talking about that, having a whole bunch of hoes and having that one. You're trying to fill the void of having all the other hoes that one that you really wanted. So you put it in stack on hoe after hoe after hoe, trying to make her equal one, and you got to take a million to equal one. So I ain't got to a million yet, but I'm working on it. So I can get back to that one.
You want just one super hoe? That's what you looking for. You looking for the goddamn Spider-Man hoes, strongest hoe? That was your idea.
Every man got that one that got away or that regret though. So you know he's trying to get back to that. I think that's what it is. Like damn, I fucked that one up. I said that's you know trying to figure out that one gonna come back around. But you know doing that, I done fucked over some good ones too though. So I just went hard in it. So it happened. But yeah, man, I was hitting y'all up, man. I'm glad to hear y'all back on the air.
We back, man. I'll be back.
I know. But yeah, as long as y'all don't be back like Cam Newton, but you back though.
No, we back.
All right, my guy. Make sure you call back next week, man. Call back next week.
Good. We'll do, man. Y'all be easy.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Jason Beham. Shout out to Jason Beham, man. That
went by fast. We got through two topics. I'm going to let y'all know we're going to adjust that next week. We'll cut the other part down and get to these topics a little faster or whatever. But we really had to get the intro back out of the way or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to go ahead. Next week, we're going to take out the topic is going to be when you're single and talking to someone, is it okay to entertain other people? And what else you got, Gio?
Just tune in. I don't know if they didn't cut the stream off. I don't know if they cut the stream off or what, but just...
I think that is. That might be it.
That might be it. But all the people home that live, when they cut off, you know, I know they're going to hit me. All the people on Facebook Live, shout
you
out
know
to
what? I messed up because normally I put it for a longer time and they just keep going.
Yeah.
So I stopped it at an hour.
Yeah.
So that was the mistake
hour,
I made.
10 minutes.
Yeah,
you
yeah. So cut us off.
It will.
Learning experience.
Learning experience. People still on my Facebook Live right there, though. So, Honey Shots Radio, episode 1. It's complete.